The Camp Boys basketball team was able to utilize their constant improvement throughout the season to win 8 of their last 11 games. Despite falling to Madrid in the second round of districts, the Cougars held the Tigers to one of their lowest offensive outputs of the season as Madrid ended up with a 51-37 victory. Head coach Ian Hunt was proud of how his boys executed in that game, but wished that the result would have been in their favor.
I was just very proud of our effort and how we improved throughout the season. I thought that was awesome. And that's just always what you want to do. You want to get better by the end. And I thought we played a great defensive game against Madrid. We held them to 20 points below their season average. And our shots just didn't fall. And kudos to them. They played a good game and we're moving on. But I was very proud of our effort and hustle. And if shots were falling, it could have been a different game.
Camp featured three seniors this season who were all consistent players on the floor to help control the basketball. Rylan Oglesby, Brody Paulson, and Ryan Bauer were all essential in the development of the Cougars' success later in the season.
All three of those guys are just great guys. They all did a lot of great things out for us. And you think about like Rylan Oglesby, he was always consistent and just very coachable and a great kid to be around and a great teammate. Brody Paulson really kind of drove the floor for us, just a calming presence out there, handled everything on the floor. And then you got Ryan Bauer, who just brought this energy to the game and was able to carry us through some tough stretches of the season, did a great job. So very grateful to all three of those guys, and we're going to miss them next year.
Out of all the moments this season, Coach Hunt reflected on the stretch of games at the end of the year that showed who Camp basketball really was out on the hardwood.
But I'm just going to say those last 11 games of the year were great. We just kind of put everything together, figured everything out. Yeah, and it was just a fun stretch to see everything come together and have a good end of the season. A great way to go out.
Next season, Camp will be bringing back some of their top offensive and defensive players. Colin Bauer averaged a team-high 13.7 points and 10.4 rebounds per game this season. Chase Yachty was right alongside with 13.5 points and 6.5 rebounds per game, and Chase Speaker was putting down 9 points and shooting 40% from the field. These are three key players who will continue the production of the Cougars next season.
Well, I think we're ready. Those guys are some great players for us and did a lot of great things, and I think they're ready to take the next step and work hard. And we also got a lot of guys on the bench and some younger guys that really, I think, are showing some glimpses at the end of the season that they're figuring it out, and hopefully they'll be ready to go early next season. So,
with the consistency at the end of the season, the Cougars are looking to utilize that late-season defense and offensive consistency to carry them into the beginning of next year.
I'd like to see us start out the gate with that consistency. We did a great job this year ending, and we were consistent and did a lot of great things, and hopefully we could just pick up right where we left off and be ready to go. Our defense down the stretch was awesome, so hopefully our defense and consistency are ready to go early next season.
While basketball season is over, the Cougars are looking to have quite a few of their athletes jump into the spring sports season. Throughout the summer, Cam is looking to get involved in a few basketball camps and get some summer practices to prepare for next season.
Yeah, we take a little break, and then early summer we always have our team camp at some point. And then we'll go once or twice a week and we'll play some pickup games and play some scrimmages against some other schools. And yeah, just try to get in there as much as we can, get some shots up, work on some little things, and keep playing basketball a little bit. But one of the great things about our school is our kids are all very involved. So it's something we got to kind of give up time, let them go do other sports, and be a well-rounded athlete.
The Cougars finished 12-10 overall, while sitting at 8-8 in the Rolling Valley Conference to finish out the 2023-24 season.